Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we got a video, brand new video up there. Every week we put at least one new one up. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Please take the poll question. We want to know what you think. We ask a different question every week about a range of topics, lots of different topics that are there. So I hope you'll check that out. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, folks. I want to talk about some of the things that are available to help you in your small business. And ladies, I'm going to give a little extra emphasis to you today, but this is available to pretty much to anybody. But I especially want to make sure, let's be frank here. One of the things that women experts, women business experts, the ladies who are experts on ladies in business, who come on my show, one of the things that they say over and over and over again is that women, one of the things that women need more of is self-confidence. And guys, we have too much of that a lot of times. So ladies, one of the ways that you can get a little bit of extra confidence is by finding people who will help you. And this is where America is different from every other country on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. I've been asked to travel to other parts of the world to talk about our safety net of resources that we have here. But when you weave this net between you, underneath you, when you take all the different organizations that are available to you, and each one of them is a strand of its own, and you put them together, you can literally weave a safety net under you. And I'm going to tick off some examples of resources that are available in the United States of America that there's no country on the planet that compares to these resources. Let's start local, your local chamber of commerce. There's so many things you can get there from your local chamber of commerce. Even if you're not a member, they'll help you, but you should be a member. Your local banker, your bank, I promise you there are some things that your banker can help you with. Ask your banker for help. There's a small business development center near you in some university, some college, some junior college. There's a small business development center, SBDC, somewhere within an hour of you, probably no more than an hour of you. Hours drive. It might be blocks away. And they have a website too, by the way. So SBDC, go to ASBDC.org, I think it is, ASBDC.org, and find where they are in your state. SCORE. We talked about SCORE yesterday with Ken Yancey, the president. There's a SCORE chapter within an hour of you in almost every part of the country. These are volunteers. The SBDCs are paid to help you for free. The SCORE folks will help you for free, and they're volunteers. That's another entity that will help you. The SBA, the Small Business Administration, they have resources. They have loan guarantee resources that they can help you with. For export-import, you've got the Ex-Im Bank. You got the U.S. Department of Commerce Division, Department of Commercial Services. 110 of those, I think it is, 108, 9, 10, something like that, around the country. You've got there are women business centers. There are SBDCs dedicated to women. The last time I checked, there were like 80 or 90 of those around the country, dedicated just to women. There are technology resources. If you need more technology, if your business is more along the lines of technology, there are centers for that around the country. Incubators. Find an incubator. If you're trying to start a business, Find a business incubator. They're all over the place. They're private ones. They're public ones. There's some that are sponsored by the local city, the local community, and there's some that are private. There's actually a business model where they have a building that they want to rent out, and you share services. You can network with the other tenants. You can share copiers. You can share a receptionist. There's so many things these incubators can help you with, folks. And I know I've missed some things. I know I've left some things out. But if I added up all of the physical locations of all the things that I just mentioned, I'm gonna say that I just described maybe 5,000 places, literal physical offices that you could walk in and get some help. And if they can't help you, they know who can. I'm going to say in the United States of America, there's at least 5,000. And folks, that's not a number I pulled out of my hat. That's a number I'm pretty sure I could back up. I hadn't thought about it before. But counting chambers, counting SBDCs, SCORE chapters, women's business centers, on and on. 5,000. If you can't find one of those close to you, then you're not looking. Ask them for help. Men, women, you can get the help. If you want to start a business in America, you can get people who will help you. And if you want to grow your business, they'll help you do that too. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.